Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masach HaSukkah, and we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. Nashim Avadim Ketanim Peturim Min HaSukkah. Women, Avadim Ketanim and Ketanim, are all Pater from Sukkah. So, Katan Shein Otarech Li'imo, Chayiv B'Sukkah. Once a child is old enough that he doesn't need his mother anymore, so then he's going to be Chayiv in the Sukkah. Mais HaVyolda Kalosu Shal Shamei HaZakein. But we have a Maisa, which seems to be, as the Gemara points out, a Maisa Listor. It seems to be a Maisa that goes against what we just said, because the daughter-in-law of Shamei HaZakein and had a little baby, and he removed the roof from over her bed, and he put schach over the bed so that the child will be in a sukkah, which again seems to be against the story that we just said, even though the baby was just an infant. So he's obviously not yet chayiv in chinuch. The Mishnah test now tells us, Kol Shiva Sayyam Adam Al Sukkasu Kevo Besa Harai. For the entire 7 days of Sukkah, a person should make his Sukkah the place where he really lives, and a house a place where he visits only temporarily. So you eat, you sleep, you spend your time in the Sukkah, and you bring a beautiful kalim into the Sukkah, and your nice linens into the Sukkah. Yorduk Shamim Emes Haimutta Lefanos. If it starts raining, at what point are you allowed to leave the Sukkah? So Mishatisra Chamikba. When it rains hard enough that any poor that you have, not soup nor solid foods, but porridge that you have, like made with split beans, would be ruined. Mashlu mashlu ma davredome. What do we compare rain on Sukkot to? La'evet shabaldim zokos l'rabo. It's like a servant who's trying to serve his master by bringing a pitcher of water to mix his wine with, and v'shafach lo kiton al panav. And the master takes the whole pitcher of water and splashes it in the eved's face, showing him that he's not interested in his service. So when Hashem brings rain on Sukkot, we're going out, we're building a sukkah, we're saying, look, we're trying to serve you, Hashem, we're trying to do the mitzvahs hayom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, thank you, I'm not interested in your mitzvah. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Ches, we learned that Nashim Avadim and Ketanim are part from Sukkah, but once he's at the age of Chinuch, he becomes Chayiv in Sukkah, and then we told the story about the daughter-in-law of Shamei HaZakein, where as soon as she had a baby, Shamei HaZakein set it up that her sleeping arrangements were in what is a valid sukkah for the sake of the baby. Then in Mishnah Tes, we said that throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, one should view their sukkah as their primary place of residence. The house is only arai, and once it starts raining, you can leave the sukkah only when it rains hard enough that it would ruin porridge. Porridge is easily ruined by rain. And if it's made of split beans, it's even more easily ruined by rain. So if enough rain is falling in the sukkah to ruin split bean porridge, even if that's not what you're eating, and whatever you're eating is not ruined by the rain, you're still patur from sukkah. And then the Mishnah concludes with a mashal of rain on sukkahs as being similar to someone trying to do a service for their master, and their master utterly rejecting that service by pouring the water in their face. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the third parak of Maseches Sukkah, where we transition into the halachos of Dalet Minim. So that concludes the section where we talk about the halachos of Sukkah, and now we're going to be moving on, Be'ez Hashem, to the halachos of Dalet Minim.